According to Anishinaabe teachings, the wolf is a brother to original man and is a sacred part of tribal culture. Mick Isham is a member of the Lhkudere Tribal Council. He says the wolf is as sacred to Native people as the Holy Spirit is to Catholics.
The wolf was put down here on the earth to be our companion and our teacher. And as the wolf goes, we go. The wolf is our brother. So if the wolf is in peril, we'd be in peril. If the wolf is doing well, we'd be doing well.
Last year, the state legislature ordered the DNR to organize a state wolf hunt to control the population and reduce livestock deaths. The target is 350 wolves. But the state and tribes disagree on how treaty rights apply here. The DNR says it has the authority to regulate wolves, but must share the wolf harvest in ceded territories. But Jim Zorn of the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission disagrees.
Here, the tribes are taking the view that, you know, their treaty right in the ceded territory for wolves involves the presence of the wolves rather than their killing.
He says that means Wisconsin tribes must protect the wolves' recovery until they retain all of their original habitat.
It is the presence of the wolf is what is necessary for the tribes to really continue their culture and their life ways as they believe they had reserved in the treaty.
Zorn says it's too early to know if tribes will take legal action against the state to block the wolf hunt. The intertribal task force that deals with treaty rights is scheduled to meet September 6th. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.